Hello learners, welcome to this learning platform provided by Odisha State Open University. In this session, we'll discuss about functions of management. What are the functions of managers? Now, Luther Gulick, the eminent philosopher in management, has given us a code, POSTCORB, POSTCORB. And he codified in this frame the functions of managers. P stands for planning, O stands for organizing, S stands for staffing, D stands for directing, CO stands for coordinating, R stands for reporting, B stands for budgeting. Similarly, Henry Fayol has also given a code like POCQ, PO3Cs, planning, organizing, coordinating, commanding, controlling. So let's start with what is planning. Planning, to carry out any activities, you are planning. To write a letter, you are planning what to write, how to write, when to write. Similarly, any activities done by management, there is a need of a plan. And this plan answers the question, what to be done, when to be done, how to be done, who has to do that. So it takes into account what are the resources available. So first thing, resource mapping. Then perhaps what are the activities to be carried out. Then prioritizing the activities, which activities to be done, which activities you can keep it for a late, and sequencing. Once the activities are done, in which sequence you will be doing it, whether you will be doing two activities simultaneously or one activities, after that another activities, after that another activities. So this is broadly about planning. Again, a plan, when management does a plan, they try to find out another plan B in case of exigency, in case of emergency. If things doesn't go in the right direction, there has to be a plan B to follow. Now, plans are not very strict in the sense that you have to follow all the time. You cannot go for a long term plan because the world is changing, everything is changing, and since these things are changing, you need to have flexibility in your planning. That means you have to revisit the plan already formulated and make required amendment to the plan. So after this planning, we'll discuss about another important area is organizing. What is organizing? Organizing talks about structure of the organization. So this is a management job to carry out, to achieve the objective, what structure it will follow, I mean organizational structure. In an organization structure, there are types of organization structure. It can be product structure, it can be function structure, it can be matrix structure. So depending upon the suitability of the activities or objective, organization plans or prepares a structure suitable to achieve the objectives. Now, in the structure, we will find departmentalization, because structure tries to make the activity into different departments like finance department, accounts department, human resource department, production department, system department. So this is another activities or functions of management. So once these functions, this departmentalization has been done, then role and responsibility. Each department will be having certain roles and responsibility. So organizing activity talks about structure, division, departmentalization, all these things. After planning, organizing, let's discuss about staffing, another important functions of management. What is staffing? Staffing is induction of human resource into the organization. Now staffing starts with planning a plan from where you will get human resource, what type of human resource. Basically we talk about human resource planning followed by human recruitment and selection. Recruitment process starts with the activities, how to get the employees to your organization. So advertisement, giving reference, conducting job mela, these are all recruitment events. And after recruitment, once the applications are with you, then the selection process starts. So after selection, maybe training, induction program, the organization imparts training, adequate training to the employees, then promotion, transfer of people, then grievance redressal, performance appraisal, all are part of staffing activities. And remuneration, of course, one of the important aspect, compensation and reward management, that is part of staffing. Then we'll discuss about directing. In an organization, we need to give direction to the people from time to time so that the activities are done in a proper way. So it is a continuous process and the employees need directions. Next is reporting, another important functions of management as described by Luther Gulick. In reporting, if you are a manager, you need reports from your subordinates. You cannot physically verify all the activities. So managers always depend upon the reports to be generated from below and reaching them, so they can comprehend how the work is going on. Similarly, if you are in a manager position, you have to give report to your seniors. So it is a process, receiving reports and giving reports. Another important functions of management is budgeting. I'm sure you know the budget, and this is the budget session going on in India. And in budget, it is revenue and expenditure. From where the revenue will come, how the expenditure will be incurred. In the department level, in the organization level, from where the revenue is coming, how the expenditure is going on, is one of the important activities or the functions of managers. Now, this is with regard to Luther Gulick talking about planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating, reporting, budgeting. Let me discuss two more points added by Fair, controlling. A manager needs to control the workforce. How to control? Before controlling, you have to fix a standard. So standard has to be fixed, then evaluation, whether the standard or the benchmark is achieved or not achieved. Benchmark is the lowest minimum standard, and the employees are given targets to achieve that standard. If standard is not achieved, what is the problem and how it can be achieved in a faster or better way? That is controlling. Now, after that, maybe integration. Now, when you are dividing the departments and dividing the work among employees, dividing the work among the staffs, there is a requirement that there needs to be a proper integration of the activities. Unless that, there will be duplication of effort. Some activities may not be undertaken. So one need to coordinate or integrate the activities inside the organization so that organization functions very smoothly. Beyond these points, management is also having various other functions like time management. You need to manage the time properly, and it can be event management. You have to manage the events properly. So similarly, there are other functions, but in this session we have discussed only the important functions of management. I hope this is giving you a clarity about the functions of managers, and let me conclude it by saying that managers are having wide array of functions, and in this episode we could able to focus only few functions of managers. This is not the whole gamut of functions carried out by manager to achieve organizational objectives. Thank you.